In the beginning of the parsha, it says, "Im lovan garti va'echar ad ata." So Rashi's first pshat is, "Im lovan garti, and lo ne'aseti sar v'choshuv. I did not become something significant, ela ger. And cha kedai lisnoti al b'kos avicha. You should not hate me for the brachas of your father that you did not receive. Shelo neskaimu bi. They were not fulfilled with me." Now we know that Esav was the most important thing in his life. By Esav was kibud av. Would this go down well with Esav when Yaakov Avinu was telling him that the brachas of his father are worthless? They just don't work? Look, Abba gave me a bracha of a gvir la'achecha, I should be a sar nechoshim, and it didn't happen. So what's the conclusion? That the brachas don't work? Yeah? Is this what Esav would like to hear? Would anybody like to hear that? That the brachas of his father are worthless? Especially by Esav, that it's so important for him to respect his father? So what did Yaakov Avinu want to accomplish by saying that kind of statement? That question that Maral asks. And the Maral's second answer is something that I would like to go a little bit into. Says the Maral, Loshen Rashi is lo niskaimu bi. Rashi didn't have to say that. Rashi could have said lo niskaimu. We're not fulfilled. What does bi mean? Says the Maral that what Yaakov Avinu is telling Esav, the brachas are great, but they're for later subsequent generations. They're not for here and now. It's for the children and the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren. And Esav, you're not interested in that. You want things to happen now. So he's telling him, not that the brachas are worthless, the brachas are very important, but they're for a long shot. It's not going to happen now. It's going to happen hundreds of years down the road. And Esav doesn't care about that. Lo niskaima b. They're not going to happen here and now. So from this moral, you see a yisoid. One of the characteristics of Yetzahara and any form of evil is now. It has to be now. One of the ways to overcome a Yetzahara is if you tell the Yetzahara, okay, let's wait for tomorrow. That is a killer for the Yetzahara. That's what the Bali Amusa say. And a mefarshish source from it is the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin and Daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis, that it says that Antinonus asked Rebbe, does a fetus have a Yetzahara? Rebbe initially said, yes, he does. Not only when the baby is born, there's a Yetzahara, but also in his mother's womb, there's a Yetzahara. And then Antinonus told him, no, that doesn't make sense, Rebbe, because if he would have had a Yetzahara in his mother's womb, haya bo'et be'me'ei imo v'yotze, he would have kicked his mother's womb and come out. Meaning a Yetzahara would have not wait for 9 long months. That's against the grain of a Yetzahara. Now, interesting, we're not speaking about only a fetus who's 7, 8, or 9 months old, right? That could survive. Even a fetus that's only, the pregnancy is only 2, 3 months. Nevertheless, haya bo'et b'me'ei imo v'yotze. He would not wait patiently, even though it's suicidal, for a fetus to do that at such an early stage of the pregnancy. Yeah, that's what Yetzirah is all about. Who Yetzirah? Who Malach HaMalis? Who's Satan? The Gemara Barbasa, Daf the Zayin. It's true. Any Yetzirah, to a certain degree, is suicidal. But the Gemara over here is bringing out that point, but in addition to it, that Yetzirah always asks, now. I want it this second. And Yaakov Avinu cleverly is introducing this concept to Esav by saying, don't be so upset about these brachas because they're not for now anyway. They're for hundreds of years down the road and you don't care if it's not now. So whenever there's something which is now, it's not always Yetzirah. Someone says, I want to learn now. I want to daven now. But other times it may be 100% the Yetzirah. Kol Tov.